Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with the business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area, because guess what? If I can do it, so can you, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm thrilled to have you with us today for another exciting episode. In this edition of the Seniorology Podcast, we'll be diving into the crucial topic of working with the parents. As senior photographers, we aren't just working with our senior clients, we're working with their parents too. More often than not, those parents are the ones footing the bill. So the way we communicate and meet expectations is so important. We're going to cover all things navigating their expectations and enhancing communication to ensure a seamless experience for high school senior photographers. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's get started. Okay, understanding parental expectations. Parents play an integral part in senior photography process. And as photographers, it's essential to understand their expectations and communicate effectively. This not only ensures a successful session, but also fosters positive relationships that can lead to referrals and future business. First things first, it's important to recognize that parents are heavily invested in their seniors' photos. It's a momentous occasion, a rite of passage, and they want the best for their child. So what do they expect? The first thing a parent wants is to create a memory for their senior and to cherish this time in their lives. Parents want photographs that capture their senior's personality and essence. Remember, the most likely the last time photos were taken of their child could have been when they were, in fact, a child. So now that they are a senior, they have grown and changed and become almost an adult. So ask the parent, what is it about their senior that they want captured? What makes their senior unique? What vision do they have for the senior photos? Asking these questions to the parents about their vision and what they want to capture about their senior on a questionnaire, or maybe even sending a very specific parent questionnaire, is a super great way to find out and start that conversation about what the parent wants out of this. You can also discuss the parent's vision at the in-person consultation or pre-session consultation. Just make sure that you involve the parents. The senior, obviously, you want to make sure they're happy, but you do also want to say to the parents, what is it that you want out of this? Finding that out and finding out what they think makes their child unique will help you when you go to take the child's photos or the senior's photos. They are a senior, but they will probably always be a child to the parent, right? As important as it is to get to know your senior, it is also vitally important to get to know the parents, their wants, and needs. After all, these photos are memories that the parents are also going to cherish, maybe even more than the senior. Okay, The next thing is the final result. Many parents place importance on prints and products rather than digitals because they want to see their senior smiling back at them in a wall print or in an album or whatever other products you offer. Where seniors probably place a lot of importance on digitals because they want to show off the photos on social media. So making sure that you offer something for both the senior and the parent as the final result out of the photo shoot is crucial. Remember, each of these are our clients, so we want to make sure that we give each of them what it is they want. The parent is most likely the one who will display the wall art in their home. The parent is most likely the one who will flip through the album to see their child's smiling face when they're missing them next year as they're off at college. Make sure you talk to the parents about what they want as the final result or product to help them display their senior's image. Setting expectations regarding what you offer as far as prints and products up front will help both the parent know what to expect and you know exactly what to shoot for. Now, let's talk about involvement. You'll notice that some parents prefer to be actively involved in the process. Others want to leave it entirely up to the photographer. Make sure that upon first meeting and connecting with the parents of your client, that you're fully aware of what level of involvement they're looking for. Do they want to be incorporated into the photos during the photo shoot? Do they want to be present on shoot day? Do they want to know all the details in advance, or should you communicate strictly with the senior? Ensure that you're clear about their level of involvement so that you can be sure to give them the information they need in order to be involved at their comfort level. Now that we have a better understanding of what parents are looking for, let's explore some communication strategies that can make the process smooth. For me, the very first step is an initial phone call. Anytime I get an inquiry, even if it's an inquiry from a senior, I get the parent's info as well. I make sure that the parent is on board from the start. I make a phone call to the parent because ultimately they are the ones typically paying for the session. So I want to make sure that I talk to them, tell them my process, my pricing, answer their questions, and more. Because let's face it, sometimes teens don't always share all the information. So by making sure that I speak to a parent, I know that they are well informed. Transparency is key. So by talking to a parent, I'm able to detail the entire process, including pricing and collections, and avoid any surprises a parent could have later. Now, I've been in business long enough to have made this mistake and learned from it, so I'll share with you that story. I one time had a senior reach out to me in the inquiry process. I spoke only to the senior because this was early on and I hadn't figured out that the parent also needs to be involved. And I sent her the pricing. I talked to her. I planned the session. She's the one that paid me for the session fee, etc. I had no idea that the parent did not know the full extent of the pricing until they both walked in to the ordering session. As I'm going through the images and sharing my prints and products, I then remind them, at least I'm thinking I'm reminding them, of the collections and pricing. The parent has this total blank look on her face, like she's never seen this information before. And that's when I knew that my process needed to change and always include the parent. Because the parent was not communicated with, the senior, who I assumed shared the information that I sent her with her parents, did not, and the parent was not prepared to spend the amount of money that the collections cost. Now, luckily, she ended up buying one of the collections and all was well, but to avoid that blank look or that confused look from any future parent, I changed the way I do things and made sure that I speak personally to the parent from the start, so they are not surprised when they get to that ordering session. Now, another time to make sure that you're communicating with the parent is at that pre-session consultation. If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I think a pre-session consultation is super important, and it's even more important to include the parent and the senior in that pre-session consultation. This is the perfect time to establish a connection, understand their expectations, both the senior and the parent, and get clear on the vision for this session. It's also a great time to discuss things like locations and outfits. I always want to make sure the senior is getting exactly what they want, but I also want to make sure the parent is on board with the locations and the outfit choices too. It's a great time to showcase your prints and products so that both parent and senior get an idea of what it is they can purchase after the shoot. And it's just a general great time to make sure that everybody's on the same page and that everybody is getting what they want out of the senior session. Lastly, let's talk about the contract. Having a contract in place to outline the expectations, the timeline for delivery, policies, procedures, pricing, and any other specifics is important because it helps avoid any misunderstandings or miscommunications. And please let me emphasize the importance of this. You need to have a signed agreement or contract for every client. This is just so, so important for protecting both you and your clients. So make sure you have a solid agreement ready for every client and make sure this is signed by the parent. Now, lastly, let's talk about regular updates through this process. By keeping parents informed throughout this process, copying them on emails, as well as providing progress reports of how everything's going from the photo shoot to the editing, etc., reassures them and keeps the lines of communication open. And you don't rely on the hope that your senior will tell them. Now, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, despite our best efforts, implementing all the suggestions we just covered, challenges are going to arise at times. Here's how you can address them confidently and kindly. Parental interference. If parents become overbearing or overly critical during this session, diplomatically guide them to trust your expertise. Highlight your desire to create the best experience for their senior. Maybe even consider involving them with another job during the photo shoot, such as grabbing behind-the-scenes content on a cell phone. Giving them something to do helps them concentrate on that and not be overbearing or overcritical of the actual senior or what you're doing with the senior during the shoot. Another area is delivery delays. In the event of unforeseen delays, communicate the situation honestly and offer solutions. I know that it can feel nerve-wracking and stressful when you think you won't make a due date, but remember, we are all human. Maintaining transparency can ease frustrations with parents. It's always a good idea to keep those lines of communication open throughout the entire process. A successful interaction with parents can lead to repeat business and referrals. It's not just about capturing the moment, but creating a memorable experience. Here are a few things to keep in mind when trying to build trust and get those referrals. Exceed expectations. Go above and beyond to deliver exceptional photographs. Surprise parents with few extra images or personalized touches or unique locations. Maybe incorporate something that the parent told you about their senior somehow in the photo shoot. Maybe even ask the parent to jump in a few photos with the senior as a nice little surprise. Another thing is to request feedback. After the session, request feedback from the parents, not just the senior. This shows that you value their opinions and are dedicated to improving your service. And then follow up. Stay in touch with both the parent and the seniors after the photo shoot. Send occasional updates and reminders about upcoming graduation announcement orders or tips to get through graduation. Anything that you can do to help further that relationship with the parent as well as the senior after the photo shoot will go a long way in getting those referrals and possibly repeat business with a sibling or a cousin or anybody else in that family that will soon be a senior. Now, let's talk about final thoughts from today's episode. Working with parents in the senior photography process is a must. It's a delicate dance, but it is a must. We cannot just have the senior be our client. We also have to remember the parent throughout this entire process. By understanding their expectations, communicating effectively, and addressing challenges with professionalism, you can create a memorable experience for everyone involved. Remember, happy parents lead to happy seniors, which in turn leads to a thriving photography business. You know the saying that they say about happy wife, happy life? Well, it's kind of the same when it comes to happy parent, happy senior. So make sure you're making both of your ideal clients happy throughout this entire process so that you can keep doing what you love to do, get more seniors booked, and have those referrals coming in. Now, I thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single new episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way that I can. My DMs are always open, so please send me a message on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you'd like to hear on this podcast. And I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.